Blog Talk Radio.
To the Breakthrough
are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. It's Breakthrough Broadcast. Want you to know that God will always get the glory, always get the honor, and always get the praise. The word of God says, if I be lifted up, he said that he will draw all men unto him. And we want you to know today that we're here, that men and women, boys and girls, will be drawn unto the Most High God. I would like to, at this time, introduce to you the panelists for the Breakthrough Broadcast. They are Miss Helen Cooper, Evangelist Geraldine Spencer, Pastor Gladys Sampson, and Pastor Francina Shank. And our topic today will be judging with wisdom and justice. I am your host of the Breakthrough Broadcast, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. Our scripture text is taken from 1 Kings, the 3rd chapter, the 16th to the 28th verse, and 2 Chronicles, the 9th chapter, and that 8th verse. Our golden text is, all Israel heard of the judgment which the king had judged, and they feared the king, for they saw that wisdom of God was in him to do judgment. 1 Kings 3:28. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. You still have time to call a neighbor, call a friend. Tell them that the Breakthrough Broadcast is on the air. And God is getting ready to do great and mighty things. And it's time that they have a chance to hear the unadulterated word, the uncompromising word that's able to save their souls. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. We thank you, dear God, for all that you have done and all, God, that you're going to do according to your word. Lord, we thank you, God, because this is the day that you have made. And God, we will rejoice and we will be glad in it. Lord, we just thank you, Father, for another opportunity to lift up your name. Lord, we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, for the Breakthrough Broadcast. We thank you, God, for every panelist, Lord God, that's on this broadcast that will lift up your name. Your name is great. Your name is power. Your name is holy. Thank you for being the everlasting God. Thank you for being the Alpha and Omega. Thank you for being the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Thank you for being the Almighty Savior. And Lord, we just thank you for our broadcast audience today. We ask that God, in Jesus' name, God, that they be abundantly blessed. I pray that souls will be saved and lives will be changed. At this, we thank you and we praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Yes, we have an awesome topic today, judging with wisdom and justice. We need the wisdom of God to move in a day and a time that we're living in. Men and women of God, men and women that God have called to the forefront, men and women of God of the fivefold ministry, those that are in leadership, they need the wisdom of God. They need to be able to judge righteously. So on our broadcast today, we're going to be coming from 1 Kings, the 3rd chapter, and it's going to tell us about the wisdom of God. We're going to see the wisdom of God and the judgment of God in place. We're going to see how the man of God is used to be able to discern good and evil. He has an insight that God has, only God himself has given him. We're going to see a man of God that is wise. What do you mean, Dr. McCoy, when you say wise? having the power to discern and judge properly, to do what is right, what is true, and what is right. So we want you to get ready. We want you to just get your Bibles and your Bibles on the table, or whatever it may be. You just open up that Bible and get ready for you to be blessed of the Lord. If you're riding in your vehicle, or you're at a friend or a neighbor home, you don't have your Bible, just get ready to listen to what our panelists is going to bring to you today. Their Holy Ghost filled. They're filled with the anointing, His power, and His Spirit. I want you to get ready to help me to welcome to the breakthrough broadcast this woman of God is going to be talking about difficult cases. There, sometimes we go through some difficult things. Sometimes the decision has to be made that is very difficult. But the Word of God says, "In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path." At this time, we would like to thank the Lord for Miss Helen Hooper as she comes and as she blessed the Lord and blessed our radio audience with the Word of God.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy. Praise God for all the listeners, and thank God for the broadcast panel, the family panel. And I'm going to be speaking from, it's called A Difficult Case, 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 16 through 22, and then a child born, and that's 1 Kings 3rd chapter, 16th and the 17th verse. And 1 Kings chapter 3, 16 says, "Then there two women that were harlots unto the king and stood before him. And the one woman said, O my Lord, I and this woman dwell in one house, and I was delivered of a child with her in the house. And it came to pass the third day after I was delivered that this woman was delivered also. And we were together there. There was no stranger with us in the house, save we two in the house. And this woman's child died in the night because she overlaid it. And she rose at midnight and took my son from beside me while the handmaiden slept, and laid it in her bosom and laid her dead child in my bosom. And then when I rose the next morning to give my child suck, behold, it was dead. But when I had considered in the morning, behold, it was not my son, which I did bear. And the other woman said, Nay, but the living son is my son, and the dead is thy son. And this said, No, but the dead is thy son, and the living son is my son. Thus they spake before the king." And I read to you 1 Kings chapter 3, 16 through the 22nd verse. And here we see two women that came before King Solomon. And they wanted him, they brought a case to him saying that there was a question about a child. There was a question about a living child, and there was a question about a dead child. And we see here, we're going to see here how King Solomon is going to judge with wisdom and justice. And we know King Solomon, when he went to God, and he didn't ask for riches. He didn't ask for all the things that some of us today that we seek after. He asked God for wisdom in judging his people. When he went before him, he said that he needed his help to do this. He understood the task that God put in his hand. He understood the charge that his father David had given him when he anointed him king, when he charged him to be king. We see here his wisdom when he went before God and said, if you don't help me to judge this great nation of people that you've given me to judge, he thought, he knew he would surely fail, so he asked God for wisdom. He asked God for understanding. He asked God for an understanding heart. And us as men and women of God should ask God for an understanding heart. We have to have a heart for God's people. And here we see Solomon had a heart for God's people. God knew that he can trust him with his people, or he would have never put him in the seat after his father David. When David died, he would have never put him in that seat, but he could trust him with a nation of people, his chosen people. So he trusted Solomon to be king. And here we see the harlots, but when they came before him, there was a dilemma. There was a child that was dead, and there was a child that was living. And these two these two women wanted him to decide and tell him, look, wanted him to give that child to, that living child to either of them. But we as people, women and men of God, we should not, this tells us right here, we should not get in a hurry in making decisions. So we see Solomon here, he's discerning, he's making a decision, he's asking God for wisdom. So what he does is we know when a mother has a child and she has that love, she has that nurturing spirit, she loves her child, he looks at both sides of the story, he hears what they're saying, but he makes the right decision. He gives that child to the woman that cried out for that child and told him not to hurt that child because he knew that was her child. We see his wisdom when one woman said, just kill him, you know, and just cut him in half and give each one of us a piece of that child. And King Solomon had that discernment and that wisdom to know that could not be her child. She does not even have the love for that child. If she would have me to kill it and then give each of them a piece, he knew that could not be that woman's child. So he gave that child to the woman whose love showed, who came forward and said, don't touch him because that's my child. I love my child. I would give him up rather than see him dead. So he made that decision. He made the right decision. We cannot get in a hurry in making decisions for God's people, about God's people, even though these two women were prostitutes. And that is another area that when I was reading this, these two women were prostitutes. And as we know, a prostitute does not have that job is looked down upon in society. And back in those days, I mean, today prostitutes are looked down upon. So these two women were prostitutes. They were, the Bible said they were harlots coming before the king for the problem. But he did not make differences between them because they were God's people also. So he had to rule over them. He had to make a decision. He didn't send them away because they were prostitutes. And we should take note of this, being men and women of God today. Be careful how you treat God's people. All of us are God's people. All of us have done things that wasn't pleasing to God. We might have gotten ourselves together, but some of us, if our skeleton fell out of the closet, we would be ashamed or we wouldn't want anybody to know. But God doesn't look at us. He looks at the heart. He doesn't look at what you've done. If you've come in the fullness of God, he doesn't look at that. And we have to remember that. We cannot judge people according to what we see with our eyes. We have to judge. We have to look at people's heart. We have to look beyond that. That's how we build the kingdom of God. That's how we draw people to the kingdom of God. We cannot say because they're prostitutes, you know, I'm not going to have anything to do with them. You know, get them out of my presence. He didn't do that. He knew they were prostitutes, but he still had a love for God's people. So he judged according. He judged precisely. He judged with wisdom and understanding and love for God's people. So we men and women of God should take note of King Solomon. He made the right decision concerning these two women, even though they were harlots. He didn't look down on them. He still made the right decision with wisdom and with knowledge and with a caring heart and understanding. When one of the harlots came and said, please, you know, don't harm him, just give him to the other woman, he knew that was that woman's baby or that woman's child because of the love that he saw her express for him. She didn't want him hurt. She would rather just give him over to the other woman than to see him harmed. So in that scene, he made the right decision. He judged with wisdom. He judged with understanding. Even though, like I said, they were prostitutes, he did not let that deter his decision. He did not put them out of his presence, but he made the right decision concerning that. And God knew that he can trust Solomon. Even when his father David charged him to be king, how he told him to keep God's commandments, to walk in his ways, and God would always be with him, and he would give him the desires of his heart. When he asked God for wisdom and knowledge to judge his chosen people, God said, because you didn't ask me for riches and because you didn't ask me for anything else, he was going to give that to him also. So when we do God's business, when we're about God's business and God's people and we're sincere with his people and with his work, God would give us, that comes along with the territory. All we have to do is stay focused on God's business. This was a huge test for Solomon because he was a very young man when his father David passed away. So he had to go to God and ask him for help because he wanted to rule. He wanted to reign. He wanted to do the right thing concerning God. So he did go to God. And some of us, I've seen in some churches where, you know, the father is the pastor, and when the father either passes on or he passes that torch to his son, I've seen them get this thing about them is like, okay, this is our church, this is my church, and, you know, I'll do what I will do, and, you know, they're not consulting God. They're doing what they want to do. But here we see Solomon asking God for wisdom, for understanding, for knowledge, to lead him, to guide him, to do that for his people, because he loved God, and God loved him, and he loved those people, and God loved his chosen people. He wanted to please God with all his heart. So we women and men of God, you should know that everything that you go through, everything that God applies to your hand is not about you. It's about his people. And if we keep focused and if we just keep looking at God, we will know what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. We have to consult God for his wisdom and his guidance, because we cannot do it alone. We can't do it. And Solomon here, he has a heart for God. He has a heart for God's people. He just wants to please him. And that's what he did. So, and reading the scripture, just studying this, I've learned a lot. You just have to go to God. You just have to let him lead you. Let him guide you. And if there's a certain situation that you don't know how to get through, that you're just having trouble with, we have to get quiet, and we have to have that time with God. We have to know that he's in control of everything. And he was so pleased with Solomon. He said, I'm going to give you riches. That's just going to come along with the territory. Even when we see over when Queen Sheba came to visit, how she praised him and said God loved the nation of Israel so much, he gave them a king that cared for them. He gave them a king with knowledge and understanding that would love them. So today, as we study the lesson, as we go through, we have to know, we have to just let go and let God. We have to just have that relationship with God like King Solomon did. We have to ask him for guidance. We have to ask him for understanding. And we have to ask him to give us a heart for his people. Back to you, McCoy.
We thank the Lord for Ms. Cooper, as she has given us insight, her a heart as to what was God saying in judging with wisdom and justice. And even as she was speaking, I thought about how Solomon, how God had given to David and Bathsheba this young baby. He was born out of that first child that the Lord did not allow David in order to have, because of things that happened before time, the way that he, in his kingship, how what he had done. And yet, when Solomon was born, he let him see how, and the word tell us how he loved Solomon. And after David had, when it was time for him to be off the throne, then God elected to have Solomon to rule, and God knew what he was doing. God knew who he was putting in the forefront. He knew that he wanted this young man to be able to be the king, but yet he had a humble heart, and yet he knew that he needed God to lead, to guide, and to direct him. The Bible said, in all of thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. The word of God say, ask and it shall be given. We see how he was asleep and how God appeared unto Solomon and asked him, what shall I give thee? And with his heart, his humble heart, wanting to be able to please God, want to be able to please the people in a way to rule over them, the way that God would be pleased. He asked God, even as Ms. Hoover was saying, of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Yes, we need to have wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We don't need to live according to our righteousness. We don't need to live according to our plan. We don't need to do our thing. But we need to acknowledge God. And the decision, it was a difficult decision that he had to make. Ms. Cooper already told you about that difficult decision. A women coming and bringing glory before King Solomon to fight for them, for him to make a decision as to who child it belongs to. I want you to just continue to listen to what God is saying to us today. I want you to be able to see if you ask God for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, God will give you what you need. There are many leaders out there that need to be good leaders, that be able to judge and to have the wisdom and walk in the justice of God. So therefore, we're going to continue on, and we're so excited about the Word of God. The Word of God always excites me because it's the truth of God. It is God speaking to his people. So at this time, we're getting ready to go and move a little further in judging and wisdom with judging with wisdom and justice. We're going to go and we're going to hear from another woman of God that's going to teach and that's going to give you words of wisdom, and she's going to write it about the word of truth, and she's going to talk about a second child born and deceased, which was and she'll tell you where she's coming from. And then she's going to talk about the accusation. And then the last is the accusation denied. So we'd like to welcome to the forefront Evangelist Geraldine Spencer to the Breakthrough Broadcast.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord to the Breakthrough Broadcast. Amen. Thank you, Dr. McCoy. Amen. And to the panelists. And I'm going to be reading to you coming from 1 Kings 3, verses 18 through 22. 1 Kings 3, verses 18 through 22, excuse me. And it says, and I'll be reading from the King James, "And it came to pass the third day after that I was delivered, that this woman was delivered also. And we were together there, was no stranger with us in the house, save we two in the house. And this woman's child died in the night because she overlaid it. And she arose at midnight and took my son from beside me, while thine handmaid slept, and laid it in her bosom, and laid her dead child in my bosom. And when I arose in the morning to give my child suck, behold, it was dead. But when I had considered it in the morning, behold, it was not my son, which I did bear. And the other woman said, Nay, but the living is my son, and the dead is thy son. And this said, Now, but the dead is thy son, and the living is my son. Thus they spake before the king." Amen. And here we see that they were going back and forth, and in other words, before the king, and stating, you know, that this child belonged to me. And to give God praise how even with this woman that's given the description of what took place, how she used wisdom, because she was able, in other words, God gave her insight what took place with what the woman did that she had laid on her child, and the child had became dead. In other words, she had smothered the child, and how she, in, you know, during the midnight. Now, remember that this other woman, she was asleep. So God gave her the wisdom and showed her what took place. Amen. So that she spoke it, and when she spoke it, amen, that she spoke it before the king, and how the king had to use the wisdom of God. And the word of God in James 1 and 5, and it says that, excuse me, that if any man, anyone like wisdom, let him come unto the Lord and ask, and God will freely give unto him. Amen. And not liking, not withholding, but he would give unto them. And here we see in wisdom you have to have also the tongue of the learned. In other words, that comes from Isaiah 50 and 4. And in Isaiah 50 and 4, it says, "The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He waketh morning by morning, he waketh
my ear to hear as the learn. And here you see it is this wisdom that you also get, in other words, the tongue of the learn, in other words, how to speak, and to those that are weary, and how to be a righteous judge, and how to use justice. Amen. And so we also, another scripture that the Lord gave me was Proverbs 18 and 13, a demonstration. And it says that, Proverbs 18 and 13, it says that he that answers a matter before he hear it, it is a folly and shame unto him. And so we see here that King Solomon, he demonstrated. Not only did he allow them to go back and forth and stuff, but he heard. And during that time of his hearing, God gave him, or had given him wisdom to be able to judge and for the people to see that this, in other words, was a man of God, that the fear of God was in him and was upon him. And how, in other words, we as leaders, we have to be quiet. We have to hear the whole matter. You know, we can't be quick to just want to jump in before it's all said and done. And then we have to use the wisdom of God. God, give me wisdom so that I may know what to speak, the tongue of the learner, where I would know what to speak to the situation and circumstance. And also, you have to realize that true justice is not based on sympathy or emotion. It's based on whatever facts can be known. And here there was a great demonstration of that. King Solomon demonstrated wisdom, and he's showing us today as believers or non-believers, but as the body, he's showing us how we are to operate in wisdom. What are some of the things that we need to be lining up in us that we exemplify the wisdom of God and the fear of God, that people will know, in other words, that when we do be in a place where we have to judge, that we're doing it based on justice and we're doing it fairness. We're not doing it based on emotions or who they are to us, but we're doing it because this is what, in other words, the Lord is saying that should be taking place at that time. And just like how God has placed, amen, the woman of God over the breakthrough broadcast, that she has to use wisdom. She has to be able to discern and to know, amen, when we're flowing in the will of God. And God has given her where she, in other words, she would have to, in other words, cut off. In other words, when we get, in other words, out of line, or we get out of the way, and like we have a certain time limit and stuff, and we have to stay within those timelines. Those, we have to be obedient to, amen, those that God has put in our place, and know that they will judge fairly and they will, amen, distribute justice righteously. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Evangelist Spencer. We just thank God, because as we see God moving throughout the Word of God, and I just love the Word of God, because the Word of God said to study to show that self approved unto God. A woman of God need not be ashamed to write and advise the word of truth. And I thank God for truth, because it is truth that will make us free. I thank God the way that God was able to, that Solomon was able to have that dependency on God. See, we can't do anything without God. Without God, we will certainly fail. Saul failed when he tried to do things according to what, to his plans and his ideology. But when the men and women of God, when they can love God, and it tells us in this third chapter of Kings, it tells us how the love that Solomon had for God. It tells us that Solomon had a love for God. And I just thank God that he loved the God in the same way that he loved the God, that we as men and women of God, no matter who we are, we have to have that love for God. These two women, they were depending on the King to give a direction, to make the correct judgment, to have that the right discernment in order for them to get, for him to make the decision as to who child it was. And it was only God. that could do the greatness, to be able to give him that discernment, to let him do what he did. Somebody would say, oh, no, this is not the correct thing to do. How could you even think of dividing that baby? How could you even think of picking a sword and taking that baby life? But God had it planned. God had given the man of God the plan into what to do. And yes, as the women of God have already told us, they were ready. God was in it because of the fact that the woman, the true mother of a child, yearned on the inside for the life of her child. And she'd rather not have a child divided with a sword, but rather to kill it away. So we see God moving in this, and I'm telling you that God has a plan. He has a way that is mighty sweet. We're getting ready to hear and to discuss our next topic, which is the decision and the proposal, and it's going to be coming from another woman of God that is able to give us in-depth understanding of God's word. We would like to welcome to the broadcast Pastor Gladys Sampson to the Breakthrough Broadcast.
Yes, good evening, Dr. McCoy, and to the Breakthrough family today. We do thank God for being on the air, and we give God all praise and glory, and listening to the different ones that have been bringing the word today. My subject this evening and talking concerning the child is the astute decision and the proposal and the reaction of the two women. And so we find that in looking at these three topics that we're going to be discussing is coming from 1 Kings 3, 23, 24, 25, and 26. And so and it reads like this. Then said the king, the one said, this is my son that liveth. Thy son is dead. And the other says, nay, but thy son is dead, and my son is living. And the king said, bring me a sword. And they brought a sword toward before the king. And the king said, divide the living child in two, and give half to one and half to the other. Then spake the woman who the living child was unto the king, for her bowels yearned upon her son. And she said, O my Lord, give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. But the other said, let it be neither mine nor thine, but divide it. Here we find, as I heard, praise God, earlier Evangelist Spencer read James 1 and 5, and I'm going to read to you James 3 and 17. James 3 and 17 says this, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceably gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And we find that, praise God, Solomon had to use wisdom. He had to use wisdom concerning the child. He had to use wisdom concerning the people, and he had to use wisdom concerning where the people was concerned. And so what he did was he made an astute decision, because he spoke, concerning what needed to be done in order to get the truth out of whoever the child belonged to, which he did, because the woman with the child that knew that was her living child, she did not desire to see her child be cut in half and divided among her and the other lady. So she gave it over to the woman that she knew that her baby was dead. So in looking at this and thinking about this, I begin to think about many times their decisions that we have to make, and we need to have the mind of God in order to be able to make the right decision. And I heard, praise God, I believe James 1:5 said that if any lack wisdom, let them ask of God. And I believe today that even more than ever, we need to ask God to give us the wisdom how that we ought to judge between situations that we are facing in our lives today. Many things the enemy has tried to put in our path, tried to make it look like that it's one thing, but then it's something else. But we need to seek the mind of God and the face of God that we might have the wisdom to rightly do the things that is going to not only be good just for one, but it'll be good for all. And this is what Solomon did. Solomon made a decision that was going to be good for the one that, praise God, that deserves to get the righteousness or the righteous thing that was being done. And so I thank God today for this decision that was made because, you know, it gives us something to think about. And I think I heard one of the other evangelists said, we should not be so quick to jump to a decision or a conclusion because we need to know that this is the will of God concerning whatever the problem or whatever the circumstances is. And so looking at the astute decision that had to be made and the proposal that was put before them and just knowing that, praise God, if there's righteousness in you, then you are going to cry out for what is right. And this is what this mother, the righteous was in her because of her son. She knew this was her baby, and she knew that I would stand to lose this child forever if I allowed him to cut this baby in half. So I'd rather give him up to the other woman rather than to see my child dead. And so we, praise God, think about the things that we're doing in life today. We need to, praise God, consider the fact that I'd rather see those, praise God, that think that they are going to get the upper hand on us. We need to act in such a way and get to the place that we seek God's faith and the mind of God. Even at that time, we may not have time to maybe like go on our knees and pray or just go in our closet and pray. But having the mind of God and the Spirit of God, and I believe the Holy Spirit in us will lead us and guide us to do those things which are right according to God's will. So in this today, I do thank God for this lesson today because it is something for us to think about. You know, God, the Word of God even said that even at the time, he will give us what to say. I mean, even though sometimes people try to catch you a little off guard, but the Holy Spirit is so wise until he would not allow you to utter the wrong thing out of your mouth. He will give you what to say, when to say, and how to say. And so I thank the Lord today for the wisdom of his word and for the power and the understanding of his word. And I believe that my last scripture today will be coming from Ephesians. I believe it's the 3rd chapter and the 17th verse. Ephesians 5 and 17. And it says this, wherefore be not unwise, but with understanding what the will of the Lord is. Be not unwise. Praise God, every decision that we make, praise God, we should stay so spiritually in tune to God that God will give us the revelation of what it is, his will for all situations and for every circumstance in our life. I thank God today for his word, and I thank God for the listeners today, and we pray the blessing of God be upon all of God's people and to Dr. McCoy, and praise God to the panel. Thank God once again, and back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Pastor Sampson, for blessing us. Thank you for giving us understanding and revelation. Thank you for the discernment of the truth and the word of truth. And I thank God as you listening what God has for you today. And we have to take this personally. We have to know that God is speaking to us. Yes, we read the Word of God. We see the man of God. We see the King Solomon. We see the harlot. We see how they live, the prostitute turns. We see that, but yet we see a woman, especially a woman of God, who's yearning for her child. She's grieving for her child. And yet we were, our hearts was moved as we began to read the Word of God, and we see how two women going before the king, and the king again had to make the right decision. That's why it's so easy, and it's so for us to, it should be so easy that we go before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It should be so easy for us to make our petition before him, to wait on him, and to not move quickly in our decision. It is so important that we have the mind of God, as Pastor Sampson has given us. It's so important that we move by the Holy Spirit, and let the Holy Spirit lead, guide, and direct us. So we want you to just to take hold and to listen to what God is saying, because there's decisions in our lives. You may not be a judge. You may not be the president of the United States of America. You may not be the CEO of a company. Whatever you may be, it may be even a family matter. Whatever it is, you need to make the right decision. You may be in some leadership position, but you need to be able to make the right decision. And I thank God for the Word of God today. And we're just going to move on here, and because God is moving by his Spirit and by his power. Yes, we thank God for the two decisions, the proposal, and the two reactions. And at this time, we're getting ready to go to decision and the response and the discernment of observation. And we would like to welcome to the Breakthrough Broadcast Pastor Francina Shanks. God bless you. And she will be our next speaker. Pastor
Shane. Thank you. I give God the honor and the glory. He is so good. Anyway, I am coming from 1 Kings, the 3rd chapter and the 27th verse, on King Solomon's decision, the decision. Solomon now had heard all he needed in order to make the right decision with these two women. And so what he did, he ordered that the child be given to the woman who had pleaded for the child's life, adding, "In no wise slay the child." And so he gave her the living child, you know. And then next, the response, 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 28, "And all Israel heard of the judgment which the king had judged, and they feared the king, for they saw that the wisdom of God was in him to do judgment." And so the people feared God because they saw how God moved in Solomon, you know, in judgment and wisdom. And God gave that to Solomon because that's what Solomon asked him for. And Solomon's name in the Hebrew means peaceable. He was a man of peace, to rule in peace, and God had put that anointing on him. Moving on, I'm going now to 2 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 8, discerning observation. This verse, it tells on how the Queen of Sheba had heard of King Solomon's wisdom. And so she went to see this wisdom that King Solomon, she had heard. So when she saw it, she said she had heard about it, but she saw it with her own eyes. And so this is what she said in verse 3 and 28. She was talking about King Solomon's wisdom. She was saying she knew, she had heard about it, and she saw how happy his subjects were, and
and how much favor was on him. And so she blessed King Solomon. She spoke a blessing over him. And King Solomon was just, you know, here it is right here what she said. She said, blessed be the God, no, blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighteth in thee to set thee on his throne to be king for the Lord thy God, because thy God loved Israel to establish them forever. Therefore made he thee king over them to do judgment and justice. So I just thank God for the wisdom that he put in King Solomon to show his wisdom and judgment to the people of Israel, and so we can look at Solomon as an example on what God would do. And so I just want to encourage the men and women of God that if you like wisdom, as it says in James 1 and 5, ask the Lord and he will give it to you generously without reproach or reproving you about it. So I want to turn it back over to Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Pastor Shanks. And we just thank God for the Word of God, because the Word of God is what is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. We cannot make it without the Word of God. And that is what we want to let you know, our radio audience, that we need God in every area of our life. From the time we sleep, we need God. Even when Solomon was asleep, God made a visitation to him. We need the God to make a visitation, the God to speak to us, the God to have a conversation with us, to lead us and guide us. There are different ways that God will come to us and God will speak to us. And there are many ways that we can hear from God. We need to know that we can have that relationship that David had with him. David was a man after God's own heart. He knew that he was in love with the Most High God. His dependency was on God. And that is the way that his son, Solomon, he depended on God. God wanted him to excel in what he was doing. God wanted to make him to be a great king. Solomon had seen all the things that his father had done before him, and he didn't want to err. He didn't want to go into this and doing less than what his father had done. And the only way for us to please God is to let God lead God and direct us. I want to thank God today for the Word of God. I want to thank God for this discussion from the women of God, the women of faith, the women that is on the forefront, on the front line for God. I wish to thank God for Ms. Helen Hooper, Evangelist Geraldine Spencer, Pastor Gladys Sampson, Pastor Francina Shanks, for discussing, for giving you insight on judging the wisdom and justice. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace, and we want to pray for you today that you will receive Christ as your personal Savior, that God will come in your life like never before. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, even as we pray, Lord, we're reaching out, God, to our radio broadcast. Lord, over city after city after city, state after state. Father, all of the places here in the United States of America and abroad. Father, we ask even now, Lord God, that those that are listening to this broadcast, those that are not saved, those that don't know you, God, as their personal Savior, God, that heard the word of God on today, Lord, that they want God to be saved. Father, your word says that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God has raised them from the dead. God, you said that we shall be saved. And Lord, I pray even now, by the blood of Jesus, God, that you would touch them. And Lord, that you would forgive them for their sins. And God, that you would cast every sin and the seed of forgiveness and remember it no more. God, that there will be brand new creatures in Christ Jesus. Old things pass away and all things become new. Now, Lord, I thank you right now for those that have said yes to your will and yes to your way. I thank you, God, today, God, that the angels in heaven are rejoicing right now because they have given their lives to you. And God, I just give you praise and glory. Father God, even those, Lord God, that's in our broadcasting audience, that's in the radio audience, Lord God, that are sick, have infirmities in their body, Lord, I send a word. I send a spoken word, Father God, to them right now. Lord, I pray even now that by the Holy Spirit, by your word, God, God, that they'll be healed by the name, in the name of Jesus. Because, God, there is power in your name. God, there is authority in your name. So, Lord, I pray even now, God, those that have leukemia, God, that they'll be healed. God, that the blood, God, in their veins, God, the blood in their body, God, they'll be healed. God, even right now in Jesus' name. God, those that have been given a bad report, God, of cancer. Father, I rebuke cancer. God, I cast cancer out, Lord God, by the blood of Jesus. And Father God, you paid the price, God, 2,000 years ago for their healing and for their deliverance. I send the word, God, to any person, Lord God, has been attacked in infirmity by the sickness. Father God, an infirmity of cancer, Lord God. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, for migraine headache. Father, in Jesus' name, right now, God, that they're healed right now by the power and the authority of you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I pray even now, Lord God, God, those, Father God, those, God, in the name of Jesus, that heart is troubled. Lord, I pray, Father God, your word says, let not your heart be troubled, but you believe in God. Believe also in me. Lord, those are some, Father, been troubled. Some cannot sleep. Some, God, is not at peace. Some are not at rest, God, because they're troubled, oh God, over the affairs of their business, over the affairs of the things that are happening in our economy. God, those things that are happening on their job. God, I pray even now, God, that you will touch them, Father. God, that you will move on their behalf. God, let them know, Father, that the battle does not belong to them, but the battle belongs to you, and that you're well able to fight every battle. So, Lord, I give them to you in the name of Jesus. Those, God, in the name of Jesus, that are concerned about their children. I pray now, God, that you will touch them today. I pray, God, that you will intervene today. I pray, God, that you will cover them under the blood of Jesus. God, those are not saved. Save them. God, those that need to be delivered, deliver them. God, those that are on drugs, deliver them, Father God. Those that have demons, deliver them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those that are spiritually blind, deliver them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you right now, Father God, in Jesus' name, I send the word. God, we send the word right now to them. And for this, Lord, I give you the glory and the honor and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I want you to know that we're so happy that you joined us on the Breakthrough broadcast on today. We want you to meet us here on next Saturday at 4 p.m. And then on this coming Monday, at 5 o'clock, we're going to be another broadcast, which it is a crossroad broadcast. And we want you to tell a neighbor, tell a friend to join us at 5 o'clock on this Monday. On Wednesday and Friday at 9 o'clock in the morning, a.m., we have the hour of power. Many are listening to the broadcast. Many are listening to all our broadcasts. And we want you to add even the more. And we want somebody else to hear what God is saying this day and this hour. But until then, God bless you. And may the blessing of God overflow in your life. This has been Dr. Mary Smith McCoy and the Breakthrough Broadcast. God bless you. And Shalom is our prayer. May peace be with you now and forever.